This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Thank you for being with us on this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Going to take a look at how the bureaucracy works, or maybe doesn't work. A longtime friend of mine, Don Devine, has been a professor, and more important for our discussion, he's also been a lead bureaucrat in the Reagan administration. He was the director of the Office of Personnel Management, and he has written a book called Political Management of the Bureaucracy. My conclusion is that another title, if we were to give it a contemporary ring, Don, would be How to Drain the Swamp. So I hope I've got that right and we are on the same page. But anyway, Don Devine, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, Larry. And drain the swamp is the right term. I actually wrote a column with that title.
Okay. We are on the same page indeed. And let me get your current affiliation. You are connected with a nonprofit in D.C. doing good work. Give me the name of that again.
Yeah, I'm senior scholar at the Fund for American Studies.
Good.
We educate young students, primarily interns in Washington. We try to capture the future leaders and to try to teach them something about the government and the Constitution.
Well, that's excellent. It would be, I'm sure, a huge demand, should be anyway, for conservatives who actually know something about how to get things done in Washington, because if you don't know how to get things done in Washington, it will get things done to you. I believe that might be something you would agree with.
Yeah.
You really have such a wide range of experience. You've not only taught some of these things in university, but the fact that you headed up Ronald Reagan's Office of Personnel Management, a separate entity in Washington's bureaucratic landscape, I think is just reading your book, Political Management of the Bureaucracy, was so informative, and it seems so contemporary, even though the book was written closer to your time of government service. It's like these problems just don't go away.
No, they don't. That's the sad part of it. That's why my basic conclusion is the only way to really make it work is to reduce its size. And, you know,
great.
What's that?
I think that's wonderful. My solution is quite simplistic, but that's been my tendency throughout life, is the best solution for government problems is a zero. As in, no money. I've never seen anybody volunteer in the D.C. bureaucracy. Now, maybe you did. You've been closer to it. But my assumption is that if we don't pay them, they'll stop coming.
Well, I don't know. Maybe some will still come just for the pleasure of driving us crazy.
Well, and then we would have to take further steps. Whatever it costs to lock the doors. Anyway, you were you wanted to make another point, so please go ahead. But I wanted to jump in with my caveman point of view.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just going to say, Ronald Reagan said, I'm not even really cutting government to save money. What I'm trying to do is to return power to the states and people as we put into our last and greatest amendment to the Bill of Rights. I mean, you can only do so much. He said cutting government would actually make it work better for the few things that it has to do, such as foreign policy.
You know, you had, I think it was in your book, that you had this example of a Czech, an ambassador to Czechoslovakia, then Czechoslovakia, and he just greatly reduced his staff by well over a half, and it was more efficient.
Yep.
That sounds counterintuitive for those of us who've been in Washington for a long time.
Yeah, but even the size of government, the number of employees, it's very misleading, actually, focusing on the number of employees. There's still about 2 million federal employees, but what we don't even count, we only have estimates of, but there are about 18 million contractors. I mean, we cut them, in fact, you know, Reagan, we stopped the increase in government, but of course they found their way around it, just hiring contractors. So the problem of personnel management is much beyond the 2 million federal employees. We've got another 18 million of them out there, and while private sector can do a lot of these things cheaper, you still have 18 million more people working there and making government harder to manage. You know, you take the top public administration professor in America, a guy named Paul Light, not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. He says that the federal government can no longer exercise its responsibilities. It's just too big. His estimate, which I think is even extreme, is that there are 60 levels between the secretary of an agency and where it hits the ground to help somebody.
60.
I don't think it's really that hard, but it's high, and that's from somebody who really thinks government can work, even big government.
Would that be a partial explanation of why FEMA had so much trouble after some of the natural disasters?
Well, you know, FEMA, so much of the federal government is a myth, even. FEMA doesn't do anything except give people checks. The real emergency management is done locally and to some extent state. And even government isn't the main thing. We have all kinds of records that show, have a lot of this in my last book, that show that volunteers do about 80% of the work in an emergency.
That's an impressive
statistic. The FEMA guy goes around and tries to take credit for it.
Is this something that is this uniquely American? Do you know? So that's a lot of volunteerism.
Well, volunteer, as you know, from de Tocqueville back in the beginning of the country, he said, "What makes America different is its volunteer spirit," and it's still, at least if it's not the highest in the world, it's pretty close.
That's good to hear. We may still have a pulse left if we're going to use the metric that de Tocqueville was looking at.
You know, the interesting thing is when George W. Bush was in, and we had, I forget what the big name of the storm was, but anyway, it was a big storm, and the president's brother, Jeb Bush, who was governor of Florida at the time.
It might have been Katrina.
Yeah, Katrina, that's what it was. He tried to send over a whole flotilla of boats from Florida help, and the Fed stopped them from coming in. I mean,
they weren't properly licensed, don't you know?
Well, the problem is you give a government official the ability to declare an emergency, they love that. That means they're in total control, so they decide who comes in and out. And Katrina, what's the northern city there? But anyway, they tried to send down a whole flotilla of boats from the north end.
Well, the music tells us
they wouldn't let them in.
We're bumping into a hard break. We're going to be back in just a short while talking about the political management of the bureaucracy. Donald Devine had been the head of Office of Personnel Management under Ronald Reagan. Don't go.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Don Devine. Donald J. Devine is the author of Political Management of the Bureaucracy, which we're using as a point of departure for our discussion. Political Management of the Bureaucracy is something that it seems to be rather elusive, any kind of management of the bureaucracy, because, Don, as you were pointing out, it is so massive that it almost defies any kind of management, kind of runs on its own, and that's a real serious problem. And you you certainly made great strides in trying to bring it under control, but I don't know that Washington typically has that much interest in managing its bureaucracy.
No, they don't. And the fact is that it really is. Most politicians won't touch it. It's too difficult to get anything done, and you don't get any credit for it. You know, Jimmy Carter, President Carter, he got elected on fixing the bureaucracy, and unlike most promises from politicians, he actually passed the Civil Service Reform Act in 1978, and it really fixed the government up great. Too bad for him that he went out of office, and we came in, the Reagan administration, and I came in. I was given a whole new appraisal and pay-for-performance system, and so we got off on a great start there. But, of course, once you get it done, nobody cares about it. In fact, it's boring. My predecessor, at the, and you know, OPM is the head of the civil service. He was the guy who actually made the changes, very positive changes. And
that's kind of remarkable to think that Jimmy Carter took positive steps to manage the bureaucracy. I was surprised to see that.
But that's what he got elected on, so he did it, and he got this guy who was actually my former professor of public administration. So we knew each other very well. He came in, and you know, Carter was a fanatic on micromanaging, so he read the bill the night before he was coming down to sign it, and my predecessor told me, he came to me, he said, you know, this is really boring stuff, isn't it? I mean, it is, and even though we got all this stuff, and it worked for a long time, I mean, when you have pay for performance, you can get people to react to what you want, but that was gone by George H.W. Bush's time. I mean, it didn't even last into the next Republican administration.
And Bush didn't try to reinvigorate that.
Well, you just can knock your head against the unions and the professional associations there long enough. And, you know, the average politician gives up. Reagan didn't. Reagan was very different in that regard. He told me a story one. During World War II, he was in some kind of military camera, you know, media thing for two propaganda films, and he said, "I tried to get those government people to work; they wouldn't do it. You can't fire them." But he was different. I mean, most of them come in; they don't want to fight that fight. They want to save the world, or you know, have everybody get their health care from the government or something.
One of the things you put in your book was something that Reagan had told you was, Don, stay on top of those bureaucrats.
Yeah, he told me that was the punchline of the story I just gave you.
He was obviously paying attention. Some people might have thought he was the aged sleeper, but he knew what was going on, and he put you in there on purpose.
Well, what he knew how to do is delegate. He knew I was as hardcore nut as he was on the bureaucracy, so he'd give it to you, and he did that. General, maybe too many. He cared about four or five real issues that he kept on top of. The rest, he tried to hire good people, and where he had good people, it worked. Where he didn't, it didn't work. And that's really the bottom line of that book mine you're talking about. If you want to have any chance of running the government, you got to put good people at the top. Good political people who are not only savvy people, but people who have loyalty to the president. And in fact, that's a big part of President Trump's problem today. He doesn't have that.
Well, that was something I wanted to ask, get your take on, a comparison between the two, because you would think that with his business background, Trump would have some transferable skills into government management. But perhaps the difference is that your point of view about whatever the issues are going to be that you're dealing with is as important as your management skill. And if you don't agree with the boss, you can completely subvert what he's trying to do.
Actually, you say business background should be a help. It's a hindrance, because any private sector businessman, his first assumption about his business is that his employees work for him. That is a wrong assumption in the government. In the private sector, you can fire somebody that doesn't do their job. It's almost impossible in the government to fire somebody.
So we should get away then with the civil service protections that keep these critters in there for life.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, the system that Carter set up was right. It did make it easier to fire people, but first of all, made it easier to rate them. I mean, 90% of people were rated at the same level before Carter's system went in. It's still very high, but it's way down from that. Now everybody's in the top two category rather than one. But Roy Ash, who is a big private sector guy, but he was in government a good deal, ended up as head of Office of Management and Budget. He used to give a talk saying how different it was in government than the private sector. He says, listen, first of all, he didn't quite say that you assume the people work for you, but he said, think about your board of directors. The board of directors is Congress in the government, and half of those people want you to fail. All right? Said, what would you do if you had a board of directors? Half of the people want you to fail. Then what do you do about if half of your employees can't be fired? How about your contractors, people that sell you goods and services? They get a vote on what you do, too. How would you like that? And it goes through like that. He made a wonderful analogy. He said, going from private sector.
We're talking today with Donald Devine, and we're talking about trying to manage the government. Political Management of the Bureaucracy is his book. He's now with the Fund for American Studies, and we're going to be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. the Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
I'm talking today with Don Devine. During the Reagan administration, he was the head for 4 years, the first 4 years of the Office of Personnel Management. He is now associated with the Fund for American Studies, TFAS.org. And Don, you made some headway while you were there, but it seems like we still have a big problem ahead of us trying to manage the federal government.
Yeah, it's been pretty much downhill. Republican presidents didn't take much interest in it. The Democrat ones, they just turn over running the bureaucracy to the unions. There's so little incentive. Even George W. Bush, who I'm not a big fan of, but he did try to put in kind of the original Carter system back into Department of Defense and Homeland Security right after 9/11. Even with the emphasis of 9/11 behind it, they blocked it in Congress and delayed it in implementation so long that when Obama came in, he just refused to do anything about it, and it never went into effect. We don't even have an efficient system for foreign policy, the civilian side of it, or homeland security. Even a president who tried to do things and some good heads of defense and homeland security, they couldn't get it done. The unions defeated them. pretty soon, what most presidents do is they just ignore it and work around it.
You know, it's interesting that from what I have been able to learn, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who I view as pretty much a socialist, did not support the idea of unionization of federal government employees.
Yeah,
and
that's the truth.
You've been describing the biggest difficulty, perhaps, in managing the federal government is precisely these unions, which are like a gyroscope that has its own momentum. And if you try to reduce that momentum, all the flywheel does is cut your arm off. It's not an easy matter to control.
No, the unions, you know, just dominate, especially in the Democratic administration. And the problem, and what Roosevelt recognized, is that in the private sector, no matter how unreasonable the union is, they know if they're too greedy, they're going to put the employer out of business. So there's a natural limit on what unions can do in the private sector. There's no such limit in the federal government. There's no way the federal government is going to go out of business. So no matter how unreasonable you are, you can get away with it.
One of the favorite phrases, I think, in Congress at appropriation time is, such funds as may be necessary. Not much incentive there, is there?
No.
So, well, it just takes me back to my original question. The best solution would seem to be just zeroing out some of the more troublesome bureaucracies. If they won't submit to civilian political control, then we can do it without them. I think the country survived for quite some time, well over 100 years, with hardly any bureaucrats at all. Was it in your book that you mentioned that, what, Jefferson's attorney general was an attorney general and an aide, and that was it?
It wasn't in my book, but that's true. The problem is we're trying to do too much. You just can't do it. And it's unconstitutional, about 80% of what goes on here. There's no provision in the Constitution for that. These things should almost all be done locally and some at the state level of the things that should be governmental at all. That's why, to me, the number one solution is get things out of the Fed and have them done locally. They'll be done better, and they'll be cheaper, and you'll be able to have some say about it. What kind of say do you have about what the federal government does? Most people in Washington have no idea. Congressmen have very little idea what's going on. The political guys on top can't see what's going on down 50 layers below them or 60 layers below them.
And then all of a sudden, something that they're doing, as you say, that's just invisible to even layers of the bureaucracy, perhaps, certainly at the upper level, can virtually erupt in a civil war. That's my take on what was happening in Nevada at the Bundy Ranch when you had the Forest Service and the land management people trying to put various ranchers out of business. In fact, they had put out of business many of them, and one of the last two ranchers still standing in the Las Vegas rural area was Clive and Bundy and his family, and we had a standoff, an armed standoff, before the feds finally, at least for the time, decided to stop what they were doing. They were fixing to take a man's net worth, his cattle, like $1 million worth, and just dump them into a pit. And that kind of got folks exercised. People were going from all over the country with their firearms to defend the Bundy family. And that's when finally the Federales decided to pull out. But that was mighty close to some real bad stuff happening.
And that goes across almost every area we have. You know, one of the reasons, probably the biggest reason Donald Trump is president today is that people are upset with the arrogance and reach of the federal government trying to push one solution for everything all the way from the top. It can't work. Our founders didn't, the reason that they didn't give many powers to the federal government is they understood that big bureaucracies is what they declared independence from. It was a big bureaucracy
when
King George came over and tried to impose on them, and we said, heck no, we're going to separate from you. And that to me, and I'm very serious about this, just didn't talk. I think if we don't defederalize, get stuff down to the state and local level, we are going to have a revolution. We're trying to do the impossible, to run a complex society of hundreds of thousands of millions of people up from one little office of some guy who thinks he knows how to run everything in the world. Nobody knows that. You got to get it back where people can control it themselves.
You know, I think you've put your finger on what I think is a big attitudinal problem, the arrogance of the people that actually think they can do what you're describing, to micromanage what's happening in the lives of millions of people, and that they can do this for everybody's good, and they're going to be able to do it efficiently, and they're going to produce good outcomes. Really? Do they ever look at what happens? Maybe it's really true that liberals only judge each other by what their intentions are, and they never get graded on what they actually have accomplished, positively or negatively.
Yeah, that's a good definition for it right there. You know, the Nobel laureate and philosopher Friedrich Hayek, he said in his last book, the future ages are going to look back and not understand the superstition, he called it, that you can run everything from one direction up top.
Indeed.
He done.
We got another segment coming up. We're talking with Don Devine. He was the head of the Office of Personnel Management under Ronald Reagan, and he's still trying to figure out how we can run our federal government. We'll be back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Don Devine. He is currently with the Fund for American Studies, which is devoted to preparing young Americans to make a positive contribution in government service. I don't think you've trained enough of them yet, Don, so there's still a lot of work left to be done.
Well, we don't train them to government service necessarily. We train them to understand what government is doing.
Good. Well,
and what they shouldn't be doing.
You've already mentioned that four-letter word here in Washington called Constitution, and that is something that's observed in the breach more than any other thing I can imagine. The idea that the folks in Washington are under some kind of control is a good way to get them angry. Telling them that they can't do something when they really have this arrogant notion that they can do any bloody thing they want.
Yep, that is the problem. The only way you can do it is to get these programs out of Washington, get them under some kind of control. As long as you have a national government, and when they run out of money, they can print it. You've got the potential for a disaster. More countries in the world have fallen from debt than have fallen from war.
Good point. And the results
of the Soviet Union, the final stage that brought them down is they couldn't pay anything anymore.
Well, and we've seen that from time to time with local governments here in the United States.
Well, that's the good thing about local governments. They can fail. Feds can't. They just keep borrowing and borrowing until they totally destroy themselves.
And I believe that was a Woodrow Wilson invention. And you had some comments about Woodrow Wilson, the man that believed that somehow you could do all these things from a bureaucracy in Washington. What a notion. He was just absolutely wrong, but his ideas never seemed to get any correction because, as we were saying earlier, he intended everything for the good.
Yeah, I mean, Woodrow Wilson is the most important intellectual in American history after the founders. He came in and he changed the way all the sophisticated academic people thought about government. He wrote his dissertation, which I had to read in graduate school, that said the problem with the Constitution is that it divides power rather than allowing power to be concentrated to do good.
That's very similar to Barack Obama's lament that the Bill of Rights is a set of can't do this and can't do that. It's so negative. We need a positive Bill of Rights.
Well, unfortunately, not only Barack Obama, I would argue every president since Wilson except Harding, Coolidge, and Reagan adopted Wilson's philosophy. Including the other Republicans.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that in my years here in Washington, that most of the Republicans are clueless. The Democrats know what they want to do, and the Republicans think they know what they want to do. And we're on our merry way to sort of replicating what Greece did to itself.
I mean, you just look at the real debt. We argue in Washington all the time about the so-called debt. That's a minor part. That's about 1% of the real debt. The real debt is on mandatory entitlement programs, which aren't even carried as debt.
So they're not viewed as an obligation for that purpose,
right?
We don't
count it as an obligation, and maybe at the end of the day they won't pay it off. But if they don't pay it off, there'll certainly be riots.
And that's
where we're just ignoring the big problems, and everybody keeps busy on the little problems.
You know, I wanted to go back to what we were talking about before the break, this idea that things can be centralized here in Washington. One of the biggest, most dangerous errors in that way of thinking is to have concentrated police powers in Washington totally without any constitutional warrant, as you were pointing out with these other agencies that similarly operate without constitutional warrant. But police functions are clearly and explicitly the role of state and local government, and to have them being exercised in Washington, it's pretty dangerous, and we saw that out in Nevada, but we've seen it in other places where the feds come in and they just assume we got the guns and you're going to do what we say.
Yeah, no, that is a terrible thing. You know, you and I pretty much consider ourselves conservatives, but there's an organization called Right on Crime, which started maybe 10 years ago or something, to get conservatives to realize that police powers are very dangerous, and certainly when done by the federal government. You know, you look at the FBI today. The FBI today is just such a sad case. If we're watching this unfolding with Miller just kind of operating out of the whole system, going after the crazy idea that Trump colluded with Russia on the election. The only evidence at all they have of Russia doing is spending a couple of $100 million, which is nothing in a political campaign. And then Congress is having oversight. They won't send the FBI data to even Congress. I mean, Congress, that's Constitution. That's what they're supposed to do. I mean, actually, you know, Devin Nunes, who's the House Intelligence Committee chairman, he's threatened that he is going to put the Deputy Attorney General, the FBI Director, maybe even Mueller under contempt of Congress if they don't send it to him. I mean, that's how arrogant a centralized police force can get when they think they know everything.
You and who else are going to make us send you that information?
That's what they say. And in terms of the power they have, it the only power the president really has is firing them.
Firing them or cutting their money off, whichever gets the job done is fine with me. But we're not really serious about dealing with these problems until we start talking about what you're saying. Fire them or perhaps indeed cutting their money off. But that requires Congress to take some action. And
right.
Congress, well, how do you get 400-plus people to agree on anything and do it? So we've got a real problem here in Washington. No wonder it's out of control. There's no management mechanism.
Well, it's even worse than that. The political heads of these agencies, they don't even know what's going on below them, and they can stonewall them. The Attorney General of the United States is not controlling the most important investigation that's going on in the government. And not even the deputy is, although he's supposed to be paying some attention to it. It's run by a subcommittee we set up under the special prosecutor, Mueller, Robert Mueller. And this is unbelievable. 6 months ago, they found out about one of the permanent FBI guys sent a note to his girlfriend. He was married to his girlfriend, who was also working for the FBI. Said, "Oh, how horrible Trump is, and how wonderful Hillary Clinton is." But what does he do? He ends up heading the investigation. President Trump
is out of control, folks. We better hope that Donald Trump gets tough and uses his famous phrase, "You're fired." We've been talking with Don Devine, Fund for American Studies, author of a number of books on bureaucracy and running the government. Thanks.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.